Welcome back to the Manson Murder Investigation, live from Beverly Hills, sponsored in part by Dearly Departed Tours. Check them out at www.dearlydepartedtours.com. Now featuring the Helter Skelter Tour. Now, let's get back to the investigation with Gavin Cromwell, Marla Brooks, and Mark Christopher Nelson.
Roman Polanski, the film director and husband of Sharon Tate, called newsmen to a hotel in Hollywood today, and there he made a long, emotional statement. Told a good deal of what had been on his mind since his pregnant wife and four others were killed at their home on August 8th. He answered no questions, only gave his statement, but it was a highly emotional one.
Both Wojtek Prokoski and J.C. Bring smoked pot sometimes. I saw them doing it. In my house were parties where people did smoke pot. And I must tell you, furthermore, that I was not at a Hollywood party where somebody didn't smoke a pot. Sharon not only didn't use drugs, she didn't touch alcohol, she didn't smoke cigarettes. The last film she made was not a very happy experience for her. But her greatest picture she was doing was her pregnancy. I never seen a woman more preoccupied with it. The house is open now. The police has released it. And you can see, you can go and see the orgy place. You will see a lot of blood all over the place. Cradles, baby clothes, and that's all. I'm sorry for being so long, but I had to tell you whatever was on my mind. And I tell you last thing, that people who show me the most heart, understanding, and who change a lot of my opinions about certain circles were what we call fuzz. The cops were really very, very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
And we're back. This is Mark Christopher Nelson. I'm here with Barbara.
Hello, everyone out there. We're live.
Well, we've been at the Tate house, or the property where the Tate murders took place. We've been here since, it's been 3 hours.
3 hours.
And we've had quite a few activities. And I have to tell you, we're both sensing a lot of, I would guess, call them anomalies in terms of, We're feeling pressure in our heads. People have noticed that. We've had some electrical trouble. We've also had a number of validations. We've had a photo that proved to be quite interesting, and I'm really looking forward to evaluating it more. And as we move forward, too, I'm going to be very curious to see what else we get in terms of EVPs and all of that.
Yeah. Several people also, too, had pains in their neck, in their temples of their head. I actually had, it felt like I had a huge lump in my throat. And I'm not kidding. I have no idea where that came from, but it's starting to go away. Trying to drink some water or whatever, but it actually was kind of uncomfortable, but it's going away, so.
Well, Barb, do you think it has anything to do with, it must have something to do with the place, don't you think?
I don't know, but I haven't felt like that. That was odd.
Well, we're watching cat. It's the Cat Olympics here at the Sharon Tate House. It appears that both cats are possessed by spirits. That's just my guess. But what I can tell you is that my observation. What's so funny is that outside, it's a beautiful place. It's
yeah.
a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's a lovely modern home here in a very wealthy part of Los Angeles. I mean, you think about the history here, good and bad. It's hard to imagine something like that happened, but in fact it did. There was a terrible murder not very far from where we're sitting.
Well,
and that I think the spirits are clearly not done with it. They have not been able to leave. And I'm wondering if anyone has ever tried to bring them into the light, cross them over to the light. Marla, have you heard anything that, or Martin, anything about having these spirits?
I haven't heard that many mediums have been here at all.
Huh.
If any.
Well, maybe that's something I, you know, just to let everybody know, in about an hour, we're going to try a seance, which is going to be a very exciting event. We've got a lot of people here who are sensitives. I, myself and Gavin are both the psychic mediums. And I think we're going to have a lot of activity, and it's really been worth it for us so far. Barbara.
Yeah, I just wanted everyone to know, those of you who aren't familiar with the Los Angeles area, we're up Benedict Canyon, which is up in the Hollywood Hills area, right above Sunset, very wealthy area, beautiful homes. And we're actually maybe, what, 2-3 houses down from the original property of the Tate Mansion. And you can see the gate, which was, it wasn't the original gate, but it was where their gate was to drive up into their area. But what's interesting is this house is right down a hillside, which, you know, I can only imagine that they must have parked down the hill somewhere here and then actually climbed up that hill. Mm-hmm. To the Tate Mansion. So,
and it was a very steep hill. I mean, the hills around here, there's not a lot of vegetation. I would think you'd have to almost scramble and scratch your way up.
Right.
So they really went to great trouble. And this is also, too, not an easy place to get to. We know where the Manson family lived in, actually a part of the northern part of the San Fernando Valley. So it was a bit of a distance. And I guess part of what we know is that Charles Manson had been to this property before, and that he had, in fact, been trying to get into the music industry, and that there are people, one of the previous owners was a music industry producer that...
It was Doris Day's son.
Doris Day's son.
Terry Melcher.
And Terry Melcher had basically shown no interest in hiring Charles Manson, and Charles Manson, for among his many twisted reasons for wanting to kill and hurt people, he wanted to get back at Terry Melcher and to scare Terry Melcher, as we've been told. So that was part of the reason why he did this. And this is part of the reason why, and it was just, it was a very unfortunate thing. Charles Manson didn't care who was living in the house. He just wanted everyone in the house to be killed. And that was the direction, that's what he told people to do. And it's a terrible tragedy.
That door just opened. I'm just sitting here at the table, and a door just opened on its own.
Wow.
Okay, well, I guess we
that
have
was
an extra
bizarre.
Visitor.
That is that a closet or what is that?
Is
no,
that, that's the bathroom.
Is there someone in there?
The door at the end of the hall.
No, right on the side there.
And
that
the closet.
That door just closed.
Oh, it's a closet. Oh, okay.
Well, regardless, if it's opening, hey, I don't care if it's the, you know, the doorway to heaven. It opened and closed
okay.
by itself.
Okay, that was kind of bizarre.
Well, that's something you don't see and hear every day on the radio. You got a live account of watching a door close by itself. Okay, I guess that we'll count that as a hit tonight. What do you say?
Well, we've had a couple of hits tonight.
We've had a number of activities that have been validated
okay,
by...
Okay, now, what happened? We were in a room just... it was downstairs. It was like a workout room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went in there and you said you heard someone say, get out?
Yeah, and it turns out that was a room where the owner was actually barricading himself in at one point, trying to protect himself from some of the activity. I mean, there was someone, they were concerned about someone trying to break in, and they barred the door. And so when I heard, okay, get out, I think that was very much about, you know, David saying, yeah, that was, you know, there
okay.
was a reason for it.
Okay, I got to break in here. Gavin just went down to the front gate. So we want to hear what Gavin has to say.
Okay.
Okay, so Gavin, Barbara's stepping out. Gavin's stepping up. And I'm really curious. I'm going to have to go down and take a little experience slow. Myself.
Thank you for warming the seat for me, Barbara.
You're welcome.
So...
Gavin, what did you experience?
Mark, you've got to go down there.
Okay.
You go right down to the gate. You're overwhelmed by the fact that you're instantly linked to the thought pattern of both parties. It's very overwhelming.
I've wondered about that.
You kind of begin to pick up on the fright because where you are is right by the car where Stephen was shot 6 times. You're right by there in the car. Like he was just pulling out of the drive. So he's expecting nothing. He's expecting just to pull out of that drive in the car and go off home or go to the club, wherever he was going. But no, shot instantly six times. You go into that thought pattern straight away. But then you go into the weird and frighteningly logical way of thinking of the killer who's done it. It's just, it's, you prepare yourself to go down there.
Yeah.
And plus the two houses just down by there were there during the killing. So there's two original houses right by there
that's
seen what happened. So it's powerful stuff. There's no escaping the fact that the residual energy there is 1,000,000% strong. I mean, the interest that we're getting from the listeners and online right now is tremendous about this case. It's coming up to the anniversary, you know.
I'm really glad you brought up, you know, we only hear about the side, and it's the most important side of the victims. But I am curious if there were imprints left by the killers and what they did and what could have possibly motivated them. I actually had some thoughts about that too, but so you were saying that, did you get any sense of their emotion, what they were experiencing?
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of get overwhelmed in it in a really weird way. It dehydrates you. This is why I'm drinking this water now, because I feel so dry. I feel dehydrated. My mouth was dry. My palms, again, very cold.
Oh, clammy. Man.
You know, and it's just feeling very, you know, crazy to go in that thought pattern down there. I just feel like it's such a powerful place with the residual still left there. So you're not necessarily seeing right there the physical manifestation, but you go right into that, you know. I feel like Sharon's drawing very, you know, close to us tonight with this, that we're all here. I feel like we're all here tonight for a reason on this case. And, you know, like I said, we're very close to the anniversary of this incident happening. And I was just down there with Dave just then, and the emotions, the feelings of the actual event is right there in that spot, Mark. I think you should definitely check it out, but be careful because it's private property.
Yeah, okay. I don't. So you mean we shouldn't try to get sued tonight?
No, definitely not. We don't want that.
If anyone asks, I'll just say I'm here on behalf of David.
Exactly. We'll drop Dave's name in.
Hey, I'm just trying to credit where credit is due. So we'll just say no.
Is protesting.
Even
as well.
The cat's saying no. Okay. But, all right. It was just a bad idea.
I mean, like I said, we're so close to this anniversary. And, you know, it's such a powerful thing, this whole story. Like I said, the interest has been overwhelming tonight. That, you know, these need to be brought into light again for people to respect and acknowledge what happened. You know, the new generation needs to see this. It's absolutely incredible.
David is telling us that he has pictures of the ghost on his website. And the address is, or if you want to go to the web and have a look, it's houseattheendofthedrive.com under Real Ghosts. Again, it's houseattheendofthedrive.com.
And, of course, House at the End of the Drive there, Mark, I'm seeing you've got a little flyer here. It's where they died. So it's just absolutely fantastic. I mean, Dave, is this a film? Is this already been
done?
That's
the motion picture, yes.
This is the motion picture, House at the End of the Drive. I mean, it's a chilling image, and it's those gates that I just came from, Mark.
Yeah,
you know, you're going to go down there and see that in a minute. Just looking at that image, I mean, what do you get?
Well, what I get is that it's a doorway to a place that I don't really want to go to. You know, it
yes.
It's like, I don't want to go in. I see that's the door, that's the entry. Also, too, it has, I mean, great photo, great artwork. It gives me a sense that it's like life was one way on the outside, and it became very different on the inside.
Yeah.
And it's a very sad portal to something that I never want to, to experience that would be just very, very, very painful.
I'm going to have to see this motion picture. It's from the executive producer of the Amityville Horror, so you know it's going to be good stuff. House at the End of the Drive, it's where they died. And that's www.houseattheendofthedrive, all one word, .com. So definitely check that out, guys, because this is just, I mean, I'm talking out to not just all the sensitives and psychics out there, but, you know, just being human beings. If you were here at this location, it's hard not to feel something here, you know, that this tragedy happened. I feel the whole area feels very tragic here, very sad. And a lot of individuals that were controlled under intense environments from Hollywood, from the studios, but also in their personal private lives, and to think of the stuff that went on in this area, it's just overwhelming. Being a human, you pick up on this, and I'm trying to think of the words to describe it, and it's so difficult.
Well, we have a few minutes before our break. But I can tell you that I've been in places where people have died. There's always a certain sadness, and you know, part of it too, I think, is if you're around the people who are still living with it. You know, I've been to a murder scene where the family members are still there, and it's. But the fact that I think David has such a strong connection to it, I think that that keeps it alive too. I have to think that his focus and his awareness of them keeps them around too. Don't you think that most spirit, like all spirit communication is a two-way thing?
Oh, absolutely. And Dave, like you said, is very aware. He continually communicates with all the souls that are still here. And not necessarily, they're not reliving the tragedy. They want it to be acknowledged. They want generations to understand the true story about what happened and the fact that they were all taken before their time, under horrific circumstances by strangers, and to be careful in this day and age because, you know, things like this can happen to anybody. If it's happened to them, it can happen to anybody. This is what I'm getting right now, Mark, actually, from Spirit. If it's happened to us, it can happen to you anytime. So this is a story that definitely is important to be acknowledged. We've got the obelisk going in the background there.
Oh, what is, Martin, are we getting anything that,
put it on now, so we're going to let it run and see if it starts picking stuff up.
Okay.
The obelisk, by the way.
What did I say? Obelisk.
Oh, I didn't hear you say it. I'm sorry.
Obelisk.
And tell everybody what that does.
Yeah, yeah. Gavin, can you tell us a little bit about that? Or Martin?
It basically picks up on EVP, and it will supposedly transfer it into words. So we can ask questions and see what comes back through the obelisk. We've also got the paranormal puck go in as well.
Have you used any of these pieces of equipment?
No, I have not used either one of those.
It's fascinating, Mark, because we found that the obelisk says the names of the investigators and the psychics on investigations. And also it said a whole sentence. We were doing the Salem Inn over in Salem, Massachusetts, and a very strong sentence came to there and said, "We all died horribly." So it's a means of communication through the obelisk. You hear them talking, especially when they say a specific name, because there's no names programmed into this at all. It's not supposed to say whole sentences.
Well, don't you think that they know who we are? I mean, I tend to think that they can communicate through ESP. We walk in, they can pick out your name. They sense
it, don't you? I've heard it. I hear it. I hear it as a psychic, as a sensitive, and I also hear it through the equipment. So most definitely, there's no doubt in my mind that they hear us and they know who we are.
Well, this is an instant of validation, too. I mean, it's it's great, like when we came in and there were names. Yeah. David or Scott were able to validate
exactly.
Reeves,
so
and
useful
Paul
to have that.
And all of that. So that's another that's an amazing little piece of equipment.
So,
all right. It said running?
Running.
Well, I think that was something that the victims were trying to do. They were trying to escape. So, what a terrible...
Upstairs.
Oh, they're saying upstairs.
I said upstairs, didn't I? As soon as I came into this building, I said I need to go upstairs. I'm being drawn to go upstairs.
Well, if we can... there's one more floor up? Okay. Okay. We've got a few minutes to go. Well, I am going to get out to that gate too. And
I'm interested to see what you get because, like I told you, it's very overpowering. Do prepare yourself because I know we're all very open here this evening. The whole team is very open to experiencing something. And to go down to them gates really puts you...
I'm not joking. On my life, it just said murder.
And as we're talking, you know...
Okay, in case you didn't hear that, Martin is saying that the obelisk just said murder. That's something that's a pretty scary, amazing thing. Clearly, spirit is very conscious of what happened to them.
Absolutely, and I think on that note, murder, I'm going to send you down to the gates, and we're going to take a quick break, Mark.
That sounds great. Thanks, Gavin.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for being with us.
You're listening to the Manson Murder Investigation.
Murder.
Live on Para X, sponsored in part by StarCrafters in La Mesa, California. Check out their website at www.starcraftersob.com, the online resource for your pagan and metaphysical needs. And by South Coast Paranormal Tours. Check them out at www.scparanormaltours.com. Dare to explore the unknown. We'll be back with more from the live investigation in just a moment.
Positively Psychics. Join your host, Mark Christopher Nelson, for fascinating interviews with leading experts in the paranormal field. Positively Psychics. Call in for a free reading and contact your guides, guardian angels, friends, and loved ones on the other side. Positively. Radio Network. Join the Morning X every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till noon. Here on your source for everything paranormal, Para-X. Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Hey, what's up? Holla at ya, boy. XOXOXO. You getting these texts? Question mark. Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know.
Manson Murder Investigation, live from Beverly Hills. Sponsored in part by Dearly Departed Tours. Check them out at www.dearlydepartedtours.com. Now featuring the Helter Skelter Tour. Now, let's get back to the investigation with Gavin Cromwell, Marla Brooks, and Mark Christopher Nelson.
We're back here live from our Manson investigation. I got Marla Brooks sat next to me. Mark's just nipped out to the gates, Marla.
Yes, he nipped.
He nipped.
And I wonder if he's going to nip back quickly or not.
Well, I've warned him what's up there. Maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I should have just thrown him in the deep end.
So to speak.
I'm a nasty pasty, and I... But, I mean, how do you start to feel like the house is kind of relaxing in for the evening? How do you feel at the location?
You know, we were talking about a little while ago, and yes, down in the bedroom, there was a lot of activity. Yeah. And yes, the door just opened here. And you guys have picked up on so much, and the ovulus is saying murder.
I say murder, running, murder.
But at the same time, I'm comfortable here.
Are you?
Yeah, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, but honestly, I'm not afraid for some reason.
I mean, I class you as being quite sensitive as well, Marla, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe they like me or something, but it's... Well, when I was in that TV room, for example. Now, the weird thing was that I took a picture. There's a hutch with a fish tank on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of it, and the hutch has sections.
Yes.
Wooden sections.
Yeah.
And in the one picture I got, there's a big M appearing on the wood.
Wow.
And without the camera, without the picture, you look at it, there's no M there.
No, there's not.
So, you know, there are those kinds of things going on, little kind of coincidentally freaky things.
Certainly is an active house. I mean, like I said, I still feel very nauseous, and my hands still, are just, yeah. Oh.
Guys, if Gavin would touch you right now, ice would run through your blood.
It really is a ridiculous, deathly cold sensation going through my body. I feel as sick as a dog. Like I said, have we measured the EMF fields since we've done it earlier on?
Steve, you've been doing the EMF off and on. Has there been any spikes at all?
No. So this is definitely leaning more towards the paranormal side of it then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We've discounted the fact that we haven't got strong EVP EMF here, sorry. So we're definitely... And I mean, it's constant, which would... tell me usually it would be EMF, but mm-hmm. We're not getting the readings.
The highest I got when I first turned it on and walked around for just a little bit, I got a 0.4.
Yeah. And then nothing.
But
so
it's been flatlining.
I know that some of the ladies, Kimmy here, is feeling nauseous. Mark feeling nauseous. Tracy feeling nauseous here. There is that nauseating feeling, which, you know, is very common in haunted locations and environments.
Except for me, and I'm
Except
eating pretzels
for you. You're
and
a moon.
Cookies.
You're just eating all these goodies, and I'm thinking, what the hell are you doing? Why aren't you kind of going,
I don't know. That's the weird part.
Yeah. But it's fine. I mean, it's your way of dealing with it.
When
obviously.
We were down in the master bedroom where you picked up Sharon and everything, I felt it. I mean, I was goosebumpy. I was cold. We felt her down there very definitely. Mm. You know, I picked that up.
Yeah.
But,
and it's good. I mean, I'm glad that I got the sense of her and I had an image of her there in front of me, because She appeared very serene, beautiful straight blonde hair, and she was just wearing a white bathrobe. So that would tell me she's a relaxed spirit there, even though the trauma, and you think what she's been through, and obviously the loss of a child, she seemed pretty serene. So there's something good happening from this. She's very powerful, very artistic, creative soul that she is. I don't know.
Well, talk about that for a minute, because I think some people believe that when a spirit passes over tragically, they can't lose it. You know, that memory, that last memory of them on Earth sticks with them through eternity.
Yeah. I know, I believe this.
But obviously, that's
I know. And in the back of my mind, when we got to the location, I was thinking, oh my God, well, she shows herself to me just, you know, naked, pregnant and dripping in blood, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, gearing up for that image. But when I saw her, just the white bathrobe, it seemed very pure. Mm-hmm. So whether somebody has come to this location and done a cleansing for her, or you know, it sounds weird, but therapy with the spirit here and talked around, and maybe she's found a child, maybe she has found some peace, you know, because she didn't appear traumatized to me. The initial calling that I had into that bedroom was anxiety, was a distressed female. I believe that was just to get my attention. Mm-hmm. It was calling me in there because it was distressed. I went straight in. It took me a moment to adjust to the atmosphere in there. And then she appeared, you know, kind of serene. She stood right next to Dave in the bathrobe, and he was getting panicky. I didn't say that I'd seen her, first of all. He was getting anxious. He was getting panicky and talking about his personal problems. And she came, and that's when she appeared, and she was calming him down. So it shows that she's got some sort of relationship there as a spirit with Dave living on this property. And then we've got the next level of this, Marla, which is what I was stood at on that balcony, and I'm starting to pick up the burial grounds of natives being disturbed here, mm-hmm. tombs, bones being disturbed. Mm-hmm. We stood on the balcony with Kimmy just then, and I'm zooming in on a certain spot on that hillside there that is definitely the resting place for somebody. Definitely with that different layer there, you know, and we're on native ground. You don't know what rituals and magic's taking place here in the past, just the ground itself.
Mm-hmm.
Hallowed ground, the whole place feels tragic.
Mm-hmm.
It feels disturbed. It feels like there shouldn't even be homes built on this land, you know?
Well, that's what I think I told you when we were even talking about coming up here, that I had been up here with Scott Michaels and the neighborhood. I hadn't been in the house. I hadn't been up, you know, we went as far as the gate, but that was it. But the heaviness in this neighborhood, the very heavy sense of sadness or fear.
Yeah, it's not
but
just the house.
It's palpable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's palpable throughout the neighborhood.
That's what I'm saying. So the listeners there listening in tonight, and I want to say a big hello to all our international listeners as well. I know we've got people from all over the world listening to us right now from this investigation. It's as a human being to come into this atmosphere. It's not just the house itself, but the whole area, the street, the surrounding area, the actual original location and the houses here. You know, this is the new build, but it's on the original land for the neighborhood. You know, it's all kind of combining together, and as a human, it's hard not to feel the tragedy of this space, you know? It's difficult.
And, you know, even though there are a lot of houses around, what I've noticed, I mean, you look out the window right over there, and it's a gully. It's hills. You feel like you're completely isolated here.
You do. You do.
In a sense.
And you do. You do feel isolated. And I begin to pick up on the private lives of celebrities and stars back, you know, during the 40s and the 30s, the 20s, and then into the 60s and 70s. And the stuff that went on here, the controlled environment, we were talking about this earlier, you know, the studio had control over the media and the paparazzi and what was going on in the underbelly of Hollywood in those days. You feel it in this area.
Mm-hmm. You
know? You
do. It's like taking a step back in time in a sense, but also it's not like being in Hollywood. I mean, you know, today you were at my house.
It was Hollywood. It felt Hollywood.
Yeah, it's busy. It's, you know, crowded. But up here, it's like you could be in anywhere, any state, any place. It's just that kind of a benign.
Yeah, I mean, we could be in San Diego because you see the hills and the plants and stuff growing around here. It just could be anywhere randomly in, anywhere. I look around there, it could be the south of France, it could be California, it could be the UK, you know? But it wouldn't be the UK because it's better weather here.
And I'm noticing now, I mean, we've been here in bright sunlight all day and the sun is just starting to go down over the hill.
Very dusky.
I think when we do the seance, it will be nearly dark.
guys, we're doing this live seance. I'm feeling very powerful about it. I'm charging, rejuvenating my energy for this. I know Mark is doing it as well. We all are here at the investigation. And like I said, you listeners, you guys at home, wherever you might be in the world listening to us tonight, tune into us, send us your energy, pick up the information. You know, you see it happening all the time. I remember we'd done a live seance when I was doing an interview before with another paranormal group. And the added energy from all sorts of directions, from far and wide, really added to the energy of this. So get involved with us tonight. We want this to be as interactive. We want to share these experiences with you as much as possible. So get involved, please.
Okay, I'm not crazy, but Martin, did you bump the table a minute ago, or Kimmy? Did either of you do that? Did you feel that, Gavin?
Yeah, I thought it was Martin.
I know. All of a sudden the table went boom, boom, but I was looking at Martin when I felt that, and he was away from the table.
Oh, I thought it was Martin.
No.
Oh, okay. So maybe we're going to have some extra people to make space for at this seance then.
Yeah, that just kind of, you know, startled me for a minute because I felt it, and then I kept staring at Martin, and I don't know if you noticed, I was kind of looking over you to him, and he was nowhere near
the
table.
It's interesting. We're talking of seance. I feel like the, you know, the entities, the spirits, the souls, whatever you want to call them, aren't strangers to a seance situation here. So I believe they know exactly what a seance is and how to communicate with us. So, you know, I always say I come to these locations and doing this with no expectations at all. But it seems to be we're getting the results this evening, you know, very powerful stuff. We're all getting very emotional and very,
I know. I mean, Ladine in the chat room was completely open to, what David was saying. I mean, they seemed to make a connection when he was on. And hopefully, I mean, we're spreading this to people left and right. What have we got? What have we got?
Dave has just handed me this absolutely phenomenal thing. It's a children's book. It's called My Counting Book. And it says inside, "To Patty, happy birthday, all my best, Sharon and Jay." Yeah?
Sharon Tate. So we have a book.
And it's got this
little
note. A children's
book.
If I might interrupt.
Yeah, yes. Come in.
It was that book I saw on eBay. I was looking through, you know, eBay under Sharon Tate, and I found this book. And I said, wait, why would Sharon sign her full name on a book to his little sister? And I ended up conversing with the woman, or emailing the woman who had it for sale, and she was out in the East Coast, Southeast, as a matter of fact. And we started talking. I told her about my movie, and she said to me, she goes, "I want you to have this book." And she sent it to me. When I opened the book up, out popped this little note.
Wow.
It's on a 3x5-inch piece of paper.
Yeah.
And Sharon had written to her mother. And at that point, I said, oh, my God. I said, nobody's seen this in some 40-odd years.
Wow,
45 years,
note?
As a matter of fact, Sharon said.
The note says, "Dearest Mother, tell Patty that I am sorry to miss the celebration. I should be back
early
week."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday.
Early week or Wednesday. And I need to take... What's that?
Talk. I need to talk when I return.
I need to talk when I return. She is getting too big for her britches. We'll call you when... We'll call you, I am
sure
before this.
So, all right. You got
arriving
me.
Arrives or before something. This arrives.
Right.
Oh, I will call you before this arrives. Missing home, love, Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
So how ironic is that?
I know. It's funny she signs a second name, Dave.
Apparently she signed it, as I was told, as a little girl, she practiced signing her name, Sharon Tate.
Ah, okay.
She had this type of identification that she felt she was going to be a celebrity at some point in her life. And she signed it. By the way, I was just told that you might be having difficulty getting onto the website. It's house, it's all spelled out, HOUSEATHEENDATDRIVE. So it's house at the end of the drive. .com, and you should have no problems getting on whatsoever.
I mean, Dave, artifacts like this is incredible. You are so kind of lucky to find this. Do things like this come about very often? I don't imagine they do.
It's just an act of serendipity, I guess. There are no such coincidences in life, and I've found that I've had people that I've met that have come here to go to the Sharon Tate house through the years to see where it was, and they end up sending me things like posters and different things, yeah. Lobby cards from Sharon Tate's movies from 1968. And to me, I just, I accept it graciously, and I just can't tell you how much I appreciate everybody doing the little things in life to make it really much more a full life at that.
Of course, and this is just absolutely incredible. We're just having it, and we're getting some confirmation. They're saying, cool website, Dave. People are getting on there now with no problem. Again, that's www.houseattheendofthedrive.com. Check it out, guys. Awesome website. Mark, you're back.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Okay, after the break, I'll tell you all
about
you
naughty boy. Let's go to a break and get back as soon as we can then.
The Manson Murder Investigation, live from Beverly Hills, is sponsored in part by StarCrafters in La Mesa, California. Check out their website at www.starcraftersob.com, the online resource for your pagan and metaphysical needs. And by South Coast Paranormal Tours. Check them out at www.scparanormaltours.com. Dare to explore the unknown. Stay tuned. There'll be more from the live investigation in just a moment.
Kentucky Area Paranormal Society.
Yes.
Explore the unknown.
Yes.
Discover the truth. With your hosts, Dave and Tom, Sundays at 8 p.m. on your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd. But now you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Peppers are an interesting breed. An original taste is what we need. Ask any pepper and he'll say, only Dr. Pepper tastes that way. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper. Come on.
Duty, freedom, country, family. They're the values that make America strong and what our armed forces are fighting to defend. While many talk about these ideals without action, they are just empty words. If you think America's military families deserve more, log on to thanksusa.org. It's a great way to thank our troops and give military families the gift of education. thanksusa.org. Scholarships for America's military families. You can make a difference.
Welcome back to the Murder Investigation, live from Beverly Hills. Sponsored in part by Dearly Departed Tours. Check them out at www.dearlydepartedtours.com. Now featuring the Helter Skelter Tour. Now, let's get back to the investigation with Gavin Cromwell, Marla Brooks, and Mark Christopher Nelson.
Thank you very much, Mike, for that fabulous introduction there. Yes, we are coming to you live from Beverly Hills, here in Los Angeles. And, Mark has just come back from the gates of the, official site of the house. So, can you tell me how you felt there?
Well, I have to tell you, one of the first things that popped up for me is I felt, as I walked up, I was sensing more of the spirit on the outside of some of the perpetrators. Some of the Manson family was,
yeah.
There was kind of a giddiness, almost like a happy, crazy kind of thing that was going on. It felt really just so disorienting almost that I just didn't get it. That, and to look at that hill that these crazy women and that guy, Watson or whatever his name was, the idea, there was like a giddy insanity there. And then the other side of it, of course, was when standing near the gate, I kept hearing why, you know, why us? And then there was also a sense of panic about it. I felt like I was being pulled back in time there a little bit, and that there was just a panic that I couldn't get over it. What about you? What did you feel?
Yeah, it was, exactly the same thing as what I was saying to you, Mark. I definitely got into the mindset of both parties from the killers themselves and the victims. It's interesting, and the best word you could have described it as is very disorientating. I think that's a perfect word to describe that. But as you went out there, I was talking to Marla here, and what I was being given was, you know, if it can happen to us, it was a normal evening for us. We were having a good time. Steve was leaving the drive, and it just happened. If it can happen to us, it can happen to you. They want this story to be told. They want it to be acknowledged all the time, okay? The next generation coming up needs to know what happened to these poor people, because, you know, it's a life story as well. This sort of thing can happen, and we can't be too careful in today's society. You know, this is why I'm feeling Sharon Tate coming through very strongly. If it can happen to us, it can happen to anybody. People need to know the true story of this, and I just feel it's such a powerful thing for us to be here today. I believe it's for a reason. And it's very close to the anniversary, like I said, and it's just going down to those gates puts it right into perspective there that happened on a night very similar to this. Five innocent people that were just partying, socialising together. One woman very excited about to have a baby. It could be any day now. And then it all came to an end.
It was just the terrible tragedy of it. And I just... It could happen anyway. And in fact, it scared most of Hollywood because this is a fairly inaccessible place. This is a hard place to get to. This is not a place that's just off a corner, you know, in the middle of, you know, a bus ride away. You have to be very bound and determined to get here. And they weren't prepared for it. And it just the idea that anything like this, if it can happen to them, it can happen to anyone.
Exactly. We've got a cat
that's
right
really
between us
wants
here.
To sit in our laps and make itself known.
Bianca the cat.
Hey, Brandon. Hey, Justin. A couple of our friends from Ever Paranormal. They're great guys.
Cool. Hey, Brandon. Hey, Justin. It's nice of you to tune in tonight. And, a big shout out to all my listeners there. I want to say hi to Rowan. I know she's listening to all the Starcrafters there. I know that you're tuning in tonight. Teresa's here. And I want to say a big shout out to everybody who's listening to us. Like I said, we're going to be doing an absolutely amazing live seance after 11 o'clock. I'm reading that from the chat room. So we're definitely going to do a live seance. So stay tuned, guys. I want you to send all your energy, all your strength, all your protection, and get involved. We want to make this interactive. If you pick up on anything at all tonight as you're listening, because we are live from this location, tell us. Come in the chat room. Let us know.
Okay, we're also going to have, in a few moments, we're going to be speaking to author Marta Monahan. She's written a couple of wonderful books. What's so interesting about her, Gavin, is that while they're about personal development, she very much relies on spirit to get there. So she's very psychic herself. She does psychic readings. Much of the information in these couple of books have come through information from her guide.
Oh, so information from her guide. So information coming from spirit, inspiring her to write the book.
Yes.
The words of spirit in this book.
Yeah. And so
fantastic.
And what's interesting, too, is that I told her where we were going, and she said, I asked her, do you have any opinions about why the ghosts stay, what's in it? I mean, why would a ghost stay? Wouldn't they, if you were, you know, think about it, if you were, your life ended in a place very violently.
Like here.
Like here, why would you remain? And you know, who would remain, and what are some of the reasons and rationales? And I know we all have a million opinions, but this lady is very bright, very smart, and I found her to be, you know, very helpful to me.
Yeah.
And so we'll be talking to her momentarily. But
as we're talking to you, Mark, I'm going back into that mindset of these spirits that are still with us tonight, and I feel like they come to this location. I mean, when they were here and that night, this house wasn't. It was going down the hillside. And I'm thinking they're drawn to this spot because they're thinking we can escape down the hillside. They're drawn to this spot because they're thinking they can escape. They run to the hillside. Run to the hillside. They can climb down the hill to escape these people.
Well, that makes perfect sense. But there was no escaping them. I mean, if you're wounded and you're not able to be at your full strength, and whatever other terrible things happened to them, they were dying, they were probably mortally wounded as they were trying to get away.
Very mortally wounded. I mean, there's horrific pictures of this horrible scene. They're slashed up, stabbed. You know, their blood is all over the walls, written words. And it's interesting, actually. I was going to do this, but I forgot it. And I know a couple of people in the chat room and listeners have asked about this tonight. But Scott Michaels gave me a piece of Sharon Tate's fireplace, and I was going to bring it tonight to bring it back to its original location. To see what would happen. I forgot it, though. So no exciting stuff is going to happen with that.
Well, they've already showed up quite a bit already, so I am looking
forward to seeing what happens. I don't think we need that. tonight, but I mean, it's just going to be an absolutely crazy time. I mean, what are your expectations from the seance? Have you got any sort of feelings beforehand, Mark?
I have a feeling they do want to like get through, and that we may hear some knocks, we may hear some fairly clear things.
Actually, it's funny you should say that. When we were doing, when me and Marla were doing the interview just then, two very loud knocks on this table. No one touched the table, and just went like that.
Well, I expect that they'll be doing that more, and I think that's something that they're used to. This is their home turf. So they know how to make a sound, make something.
And something tells me, Mark, that back in the heyday when these were in the physical, these people, they were no stranger to seances. They probably held a few. It was the 60s, you know, it was a wild time. Let's get some friends around and do a seance.
That, and very extroverted people for the most part. These were not wallflowers. They were actors. They were,
eccentric.
J.C. Bring was a, you know, quite a flamboyant, interesting guy,
yes,
you know?
Exactly. So, I mean, it makes me think that, you know, they've done seances in this area, bringing back those native energies as well. If they do a seance here, opening up that portal to these energies, you know, and keeping them active. So that's going to disturb the natives and whatever other spirits. I mean, even George Reeves, you know, we're talking in the 50s with him, like Scott said, you know, and Sharon Tate and all that, if they were doing seances and stuff.
Yeah.
Shows why a lot of outside spirits are drawn to this spot as well.
Well, it's a big magnet. I mean, if even part of what we were hearing Dave was saying about the ground itself, something of a magnet, the fact that there's, again, we're here. If we weren't here, there's a good chance they wouldn't be showing up so much because they know we're here to listen to them.
We are.
And so that's going to bring them in. And I think, too, that they, you know, they're a celebrity. I mean, there's some of them were celebrities, and that they would like to be able to have their thoughts, their words carried around the world in a certain respect. And I think we can help them do that.
We most certainly can.
So,
I'm
waiting for Marta.
Oh, we are
calling in.
Okay.
Well, hopefully she'll do that. You know, looking at the home too, we have.
Yeah, these are the photos of the original home in front of us there. That's what stood beyond those gates, and
it's a gorgeous. It was a huge home. It was a sprawling place.
Yeah, it looks like a sort of ranch-style home. And it was, I didn't tell you, I'm not sure if you were here, Mark, we had the ovulus. Martin had the ovulus on just then, and when we were doing the interview, it said, running, murder, running, murder.
See, that was coming through on there. You know, the panic. I mean, if you're trying to run for your life,
and it's making me think,
literally,
running down the hillside, let's run, this is happening to my friends, I can hear all this, trying to get away from these people, thinking we can just escape down the hillside here, but they didn't get there.
It's just horrible. So,
okay,
we're going to go to a break, and when we come right back, we're going to have Marta Kaufman. Marta Kaufman. Marta Monahan. I know Marta Kaufman, not her tonight. Marta Monahan. So we look forward to speaking with you, Marta, and we'll take a break right now.
Fantastic.
You're listening to the Manson Murder Investigation, live on Para X, sponsored in part by StarCrafters in La Mesa, California. Check out their website at www.starcraftersob.com, the online resource for your pagan and metaphysical needs. And by South Coast Paranormal Tours. Check them out at www.scparanormaltours.com. Dare to explore the unknown. We'll be back with more from the live investigation in just a moment.
Thursdays are hot on the Para-X Radio Network. Tune in from 7 till 9 for the outrageous Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms, because you never know who's going to stop by.
John Zaffis is in the house. Hugh O'Keefe, Most Haunted. Kristen Gartland. Patrick Burns. Dustin Parry, are you there? Sharon Sylvia. Ian Shillito. I can't believe he's on. Jason Horse from Taps, guys. So, Mr. Barry Fitzgerald, welcome to Hidden Realms. My goodness, girl, we've got everybody coming on this show.
It's 2 hours of high energy and great contest.
And the winner for Ghost Trip 2009 is Blaine.
That's Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms every Thursday night from 7 till 9. Thursdays are hot on the Para-X Radio Network. Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Pararock and Ideal Event Management, and in part by Bella Vita Salon and Day Spa.
The best, man, they've got the greatest guest, man. I mean, I'm a great big fan, man. Yeah, I love Para-X. I love Blue Nights Beyond, Ghost to Ghost Mafia, Ghost Lab, Ghost Chatter, Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, Whispers in the Dark, Paranormal View, Spirited History, High Spirits Radio, TCP, Graphology, Ghostology with Brian and Anne-Marie. I love Para-X, man. I the best man. They've got the greatest guest man. I mean, I'm a great big fan, man. Yeah, I love Para X. Inside the Box, Island Ghost Radio, Paravision Radio, Paranormal Insight, Positively Psychic, CPO Radio, Hidden Realms, Haunted Down Under, Shadows in the Dark, Strange But True Radio, Strange Frequencies, they're all great to me. I love Para X, man, I love Para X, man. The shows are just the best, man, they've got the greatest guest, man. I mean, I'm a great big fan, man, I love Para X. Texas After Dark, the Sacred Division, the Other Side, Reflection with the Case, Stirring the Cauldron, the Black Cat Lounge, Caps Paranormal, the Manitox Angels, Island, IPR, Lights Out, Twilight, the Morning X, Para X is just the best. I love Para X, man, I love Para X, man. The shows are just the best, man. They've got the greatest guest, man. I mean, I'm a great big fan, man. Yeah, I love Para X.
Welcome back to the Manson Murder Investigation, live from Beverly Hills, sponsored in part by Dearly Departed Tours. Check them out at www.dearlydepartedtours.com. Now featuring the Helter Skelter Tour. Now, let's get back to the investigation with Gavin Cromwell, Marla Brooks, and Mark Christopher Nelson.
And you're back with Mark and Barbara Nelson. We're here at the Manson House investigation. And we also have with us one of our friends and a guest. And is she
Marta
with us?
Here.
Hi, Marta. Are you there?
I'm here, Mark. Thank you.
Hi, Marta. Hi. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hello, Barbara. Thank you.
Oh. Well, Marta, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you is you had some very specific ideas about why spirits haunt, why ghosts and spirits stay in a place, even if they had a terrible life experience. As you know, we're here at the site of the Tate murders, and I wanted to get your opinion on why you believe spirits would stay and what possible motives and reasons would they have for being with us.
One is that they separate their ego from their soul. And the soul knows. The soul remembers. The soul knows everything. But the ego follows through the decisions. And if they separate, then the soul does the thinking, but the ego doesn't receive the message. So they stay here because they cannot go with the soul and follow the light.
So you see that there is an actual separation between soul and ego.
Yes, and I think part of that is because we do it on our daily lives. If you can imagine that most of our decisions are done out of convenience, not out of the conviction of what the soul knows that needs to be done. So if we are emotional about it, then we don't listen to the soul anymore. And the voice gets thinner because we don't hear it. So we decide to do because it pleases people, the convenience of being approved and liked and received and accepted, or because we are afraid. So we make a lot of decisions out of convenience, and I think we do that a lot in life. We separate a lot in life.
So do you think that these spirits, I mean, is it possible to help them cross over? Is it possible to help?
Yes, you can help them cross over. Ask them to look for the light because the soul will find the light and they will follow the soul following the light and not to look anywhere else or think about anything else. Just stay with it and they will go.
So, I mean, have you, I don't know if you're aware of the story behind the Tate family.
Oh, yes. I don't think there's a soul in the world that is not aware of that horror.
Yeah,
so
I would agree.
Their lives were interrupted, and it's a horrible, violent death, and that shock would separate the ego and the soul. Just that horrible shock. I mean, And Shante, you know, I never met her, but my ex-husband used to do karate, and I used to see her in events. And she was so beautiful. This girl was so beautiful. She looked like an angel.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And she was expecting her first child. I mean, it's a horrible thing.
So you're saying that the sudden death was the thing that kind of caused the... It was,
yes, the shock.
It caused the shock, so...
Yes, that would cause a separation. Yeah.
Wow, I hadn't really thought that.
Yeah.
By the way, I go ahead.
You know, I was not able to get into the program right away because my computer was doing an updating thing, and I couldn't interfere. So did you talk to them at all yet?
We've actually had some contacts. They've spirit. We've had spirit giving us names that have been validated in a number of different times. So we've been very grateful for that. We've had Sharon Tate visualize. One of our psychics, Gavin, was able to see Sharon Tate materialize, and we also have a photo of a spirit in a doorway, where you can see a clear shape. It looks like a haze, and it almost looks like a little tornado. So it was really very interesting, and Gavin has picked up on some names of spirit, and it's interesting. We're finding that there's more than one spirit, or there aren't just spirits associated with the Tate murders, but a number of other deaths in the area, of which there are many, apparently. So do you think that the fact that we're here is actually attracting and drawing spirits to the place?
I'm sure that other spirits come because they want to communicate and they see the opportunity. So there will be other spirits. But I know and I feel strongly that Sharon Tate is there. And when you mentioned the name... My room here got very, and not tonight, but when we talked last time, my office got very cold, and all my hair stood up.
Marta, I appreciate. Well, by the way, I didn't give Marta the proper introduction. My apologies. Marta is a psychic. She also is a wonderful author. She's written two books, and you're working on a third. Is that correct?
Yes.
And if people wanted to find out more about you, Marta, where would they go?
You go to www.martamonahan.com. That's my website. And my email, I'll give you my email. That's my address. It's marta@martamonahan.com. And my telephone number is 818-907-5408.
Marta, in your experience, have you ever had to deal with spirits on the spot in a location? Have you dealt with them before?
Yes, I did because we used to have a couple that lived here, and they think this is the house. I mean, if they lived here, it doesn't make any difference if this is a new house. This is where they lived.
And in fact,
but they didn't disturb. They were not angry ghosts, but they were. They were also trying to attack attention, and I didn't mind until they just got too dangerous for me, like turning on the stove lights or turning the shower on, things like that. But they left. They left. That's when I found out that about the separation. Because I said, what can I do? You know, I don't mind if you live here, but this is becoming frightening. So they said they just couldn't leave because they didn't know where to go, how to go, and because of the separation. And I created a class because of that to teach people how to use their intelligence, because the intelligence is exercise. We need to exercise it by doing an intelligent act. An intelligent thought goes with an intelligent act, and then it's exercise. Do you know how we change our language because of the convenience?
Sure.
For instance, we say, I have to wash my car. That is a permission not to wash the car until you feel like it, and if not, then, you know, until it's buried in dust. But if you say, I am going to wash my car, it has a time commitment to it. Because the mind already, the soul, asks when. And you will find that a decision that is made has a date. And that's how we separate in life, because we live with convenience, and so there is no date, there is no commitment.
Marta, we're going to have to say goodbye.
Okay, thank you so much for all of your attention and including me.
Marta, we love having you, and we'll have you back on the show. But we've got a lot of things going on tonight, so I really appreciate you being available.
Thank
we're going to
so
take
much.
A break, and
I,
thank
I
you so much.
The rest. Thank you.
Have
Good
a wonderful
you,
night.
To both of you. Thank you.
Good night.
The Manson Murder Investigation, live from Beverly Hills, is sponsored in part by StarCrafters in La Mesa, California. Check out their website at www.starcraftersob.com, the online resource for your pagan and metaphysical needs. And by South Coast Paranormal Tours. Check them out at www.scparanormaltours.com. Dare to explore the unknown. Stay tuned. There'll be more from the live investigation in just a moment.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. On August 8th, 1969, the decade of love ended in blood.
In a scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religious rite, five persons, including actress Sharon Tate, were found dead at the home of Miss Tate and her husband, screen director Roman Polanski.
Tonight, Para-X takes you to the area that changed a generation. Join us tonight live for a five-hour investigation as Hidden Realms' Gavin Cromwell, Stirring the Cauldron's Marla Brooks, and Positively Psychic's Mark Christopher Nelson combine forces in this unprecedented event. It's the Manson Area Murder Investigation, live on Para-X. Sponsored in part by StarCrafts, the online resource for your pagan and metaphysical needs. And by South Coast Paranormal Tours, dare to explore the unknown. And by Dearly Departed Tours, now featuring the Helter Skelter Tour. It all starts right now. Here are your hosts, Gavin Cromwell, Marla Brooks, and Mark Christopher Nelson.
Hi, we're back at the Manson home, and I'm here with, actually, before we introduce our next guest, I wanted to do a little recap of all of the things we've had tonight. We've had celebrities, we've had both living and dead, we've had, of the living variety, we've had Bridget from The Girls Next Door. She's also, you can see her on the Travel Channel, Bridget's Sexiest Beaches, and I believe it was another bunny from the Hefner organization from Playboy. She was here, and we've also, of course, had Sharon Tate. We've had, that's been someone, we believe she's been here already, so, and more than one place. And we've had...
And Abigail Folger.
Abigail Folger also showed up. And so we've had a number of people, but right now we have Teresa from StarCraft in San Diego with us.
Hello, everybody.
And Teresa is very sensitive, apparently.
Apparently more than I realized, which has been kind of interesting. In fact, this is my first investigation, so I'm cutting my teeth on a good one.
Well, we've had a very interesting evening. This is a three-level home. It's a beautiful place. It's an interesting place. And the fact that so many people have crossed over, have died at this place, makes it just rich for the spirit wants to be here. They want to communicate, don't you think?
Oh, I think very much so. I've been using Pendulum a lot. We did some EVP work, and of course we have to analyze that to see what we've gotten, but we did notice something very interesting when Marla was in the master bedroom, along with me. We were doing EVP work, and every time we would mention how many of you are out there listening to this, to contact with Sharon and to listen and to connect with them, every single time we would feel her so strongly it brought tears. Marla could feel it all over her whole body. I was getting my hair standing on end. They even grabbed the camera in my hand, whoever it was, pointed it down and fired the button. I didn't have my hand anywhere near. So it's been very, very active.
Well, apparently they want to let people know that they're here.
Absolutely.
Well, we've been very fortunate to actually, and almost everybody here has had a different experience.
Everyone's had some sort of experience. It's been wonderful.
Well, and, you know, I can't wait to hear an analysis of what we capture afterwards.
Right.
And there's been lots. So we've actually have a photo. Is it already posted? Okay, well, we'll be posting a photo later. If you heard Dave earlier talking about how you can go to houseattheendofthedrive.com to see some other live photos.
Mm-hmm.
And so, actually, can you tell us a little bit about StarCraft?
Well, StarCraft is one of the biggest metaphysical stores in San Diego County. All of you StarCrafters out there, big hello to you. I know Natalia, my apprentice, is listening tonight. And wish you were here, kid. You're here in spirit, so to speak. The store, we have a little bit of everything. We have pendulums. We have crystals. We're getting ready to start a paranormal group of our own, and actually Gavin has agreed to be our resident psychic. So we're very, very excited.
Well, that's something to be very excited about.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm hoping that we're actually going to be having a seance in a little bit. Have you ever been to something like that?
Not an official one. Two psychics.
Not two psychics in one.
I think it's going to be interesting.
Why do two?
It's getting dark.
It's adding a whole new flavor and feel to the place.
Makes you wonder what they go through up in Alaska when it never goes. Whenever it's like, how do you go ghost hunting up there? You know,
right?
Never gets dark. Well, I mean, I guess the dark may be helping us more than them. I think that they're a little fear, frankly.
Yeah, I don't think it bothers them one way or the other.
No, I think they're around for the long haul.
So to speak.
Well, what else can I say? I mean, I think that this everyone here has been on an investigation in one shape or another. I think that we're also very sensitive. So I think that if you put all of us together, there's going to be many reasons for spirit to show up.
They do seem to be responding to everybody's gifts.
And we also have different ones, because I know we have some very interesting equipment going on. Martin is managing a lot of that. We have friends here around the table that have been here, been through this kind of thing before. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're going to be a kind of a magnet.
I think that it definitely has been. And everybody's got their individual tools that seem to blend together. That's what I find really, really amazing. I would like to mention, too, if anyone's interested in finding out about our paranormal group, about anything else we have on our calendar, or taking a look at our little web store, which we're hoping will grow up soon, you can contact us at www.starcraftsob.com. And if you are interested in something, you don't see it listed in the store or in the store's inventory, please call us during business hours and we'll get that out to you.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. Well, I'm looking forward to getting down to San Diego. Another reason
we hope to have you. Yes, we'd love to host you guys.
Well, we'd love to come on down and do some investigating Old Town.
Awesome.
So, well, you've been through Old Town. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. Great stuff.
Well, the Whaley House is one of the most haunted buildings in America, as far as I know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what? In case anyone who hasn't been to it, they actually had. Do they still have like that photo box of all of the accidental tour shots?
I don't remember that being there the last time I was there. I think that's been taken down, but it's still such an active place that I don't know anyone who hasn't at least gotten a couple of orbs or something in photographs.
Well, you know what was funny is when we went there. We went there what 15 years ago, and they actually had a display case of all of these photo shots of people, like just tourists, you know, like doing this, hey, here I am with so-and-so, and then there'd be like a fuzzy image of a little girl.
Someone's leaned
orbs.
In, yeah.
Yeah, some, and yeah. So there are all of these, and it was just interesting. You saw all of these different kinds of photos, and yet the photos, I mean, they had this consistent theme where people would go and get them developed.
Absolutely.
And they'd see something, an aberration, and they would send it to the Whaley House.
Yeah.
Well, fascinating. Well, tonight I think we're gonna be taking a break fairly soon. Okay, so why don't we we'll go to break right now, and when we come back, we'll be ready to go into our seance.
The so Manson Murder Investigation live from Beverly Hills is sponsored in part by StarCrafters in La Mesa, California. Check out their website at www.starcraftersob.com, the online resource for your pagan and metaphysical needs. And by South Coast Paranormal Tours. Check them out at www.scparanormaltours.com. Dare to explore the unknown. Stay tuned. There'll be more from the live investigation in just a moment.
Dad, remember when you asked me, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, shh, I want to get paid. Well, right after that, you said, there's no job called getting paid.
Really? I said that?
Yeah. And that's exactly when I knew. I wanted to go to college.
You never know which moments will be the ones they remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to leave it every day. If you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with C-R-O-D-N-A.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Paranormal fans, make plans now to attend Phantasm 2009, hosted by Sepia and the Browncoat Pub and Theater. This four-day event takes place Thursday, September 10th through Sunday, the 13th, in beautiful downtown Wilmington, North Carolina. Meet the team from Sepia. Plus, get readings from special guest speaker, renowned radio host, and world-famous psychic, Gavin Cromwell. This event includes a special dinner on Thursday, a ghost walk on Friday, participation in an investigation on Saturday, with a brunch and review Sunday. Plus, there'll be vendors, private readings, and more. This event is limited to the first 50 people who sign up. So don't delay. Reserve your seat today. For more information and to reserve your seat, go to www.sepianc.com. Groups welcome and discounted rooms are available for this event. That's www.sepianc.com. Phantasm 2009. Don't miss your chance. Reserve your seat today.
Welcome back to the Manson Murder Investigation, live from Beverly Hills. Sponsored in part by Dearly Departed Tours. Check them out at www.dearlydepartedtours.com. Now featuring the Helter Skelter Tour. Now, let's get back to the investigation with Gavin Cromwell, Marla Brooks, and Mark Christopher Nelson.
Hello, and we're back. We're going to be doing a seance. This is Mark Christopher Nelson. I'm here with Gavin Cromwell.
Hello.
And we're going to be leading a seance tonight.
Yes, yeah, we've got the group. I'm going to go around the group that we've got. It's myself and Mark. We've got Marla Brooks with us. We've got Martin over there. We've got Tracy. We've got Teresa. Bob over there. Steve and Jenny. Kim, are you going to be joining the seance or?
No, I'm going to stand back.
Okay. So this is going to be cool. So who do you want to kind of, do we begin with an opening? Do we want to do the protection? I mean, okay. We've done protection for the group tonight. So, we've got, by the way, guys, we've got the chat room in front of us. So I can see you all there in the chat room. Marla can too. Mark can. So all eyes are on the chat room. At home, listeners, wherever you might be tonight, whatever time it is, all your energy is greatly appreciated here. Direct your energy in. Link into this seance if you get any information. I'm seeing you there, Owen, with this blood and these voices. Absolutely. As long as you're safe, my love, keep it going. Just link in with this. Any information that pops into your head, just please give it to us on this chat room and we'll include it. We'll call it in the seance for you, whoever you might be. So any messages, let us know. Mark.
Okay. Well, why don't we start out? I just wanted to say, I'll say a little something. All right. Well, I'd like to surround everyone here in the white light of love and divine protection. We will not allow any negative energy to influence us in any way. We are only here to receive positive energy, and we also are here to receive messages from any spirit that would like to join us tonight. So we are here as friends, we are here in respect, and we are asking that you can be, if there is a spirit here, other than the lapping dog that we hear very loudly in the background. You know, that's the thing. It's like I believe that the spirits that are with us, and I do feel that there's someone here, we are here out of reverence for them and to recognize them. And I would ask that if a spirit would like to speak through Gavin or myself or anybody at the table, if anyone has a message that they are receiving, please let us know. Don't hold it back. Also, too, if anybody has anything in the chat room. Gavin, is there anything that you would like to add?
I would like to invite, I'd like to call upon all our own personal guardian angels, spirit guides and helpers to help keep the pathway clean, keep the pathway clear for us to communicate with the ancestors, with those loved ones that might have passed over, and also all the spirits that may be at this location at this time. I say this to all the souls that surround us tonight in this home, and even in this location where we might be in this place in the world. We invite you to draw forward to this table. We do it with perfect love and perfect trust, without any judgment. I want you to feel comfortable to be able to come towards us tonight, so we can acknowledge your presence and get your message out there. We've got a lot of listeners who really want to sympathize with you and have a little bit more of a glimpse into your life. So please, we ask you to do this with respect, and just make sure that you identify that we are all safe and secure with protection.
I'd like to say, if a spirit is here, can you please let us know by making a knock? My feeling is that you're very familiar with this home, this place. You understand what it takes to make noise. But also, if you look around the table, you'll see that there are recorders and things that, if you would like to leave a message for us, we'll hear it. If you would like to make us aware of your presence, you can also make the lights move on this little box here that we're pointing to. And that is a very simple way. In fact, if you would like to say, we'll ask a question. If you want to answer yes, make the lights blink twice. If you'd like to say no, okay, it looks like we're getting some activity already.
The K2 is fluctuating.
Yes, that's a K2
and
meter.
Also traces.
Oh, and we just got a rather large significant bump. So I would ask, Sharon, let's say, is it Sharon Tate that is with us? We got a no. We got a one blink. So your hands are freezing.
Why not too?
I have to admit I'm feeling kind of a buzz to this table. Yeah. Is it someone here that is associated with the Sharon Tate murders? If it's true, could you please blink the light twice on the K2? It may be another spirit. Are you not? So then, are you from this area? Not choosing to go through the light.
There we go.
Oh, then we did get something? Okay.
I want to say to Spirit that the equipment and machines that you see in the center of this table around the candle is just our means of communication. It will do you no harm. It will not drain you of your energy. I ask you, you can use our energy as well as your own. Thank you very much. To affect this equipment, all it will do, the lights will light up. It's not going to harm you. That's very good. I can see it going. We call this a K2 meter. It's just means of communication with you. Also, we've got the candle there. Affect the flame of the candle if you can also.
If you can make a noise like this, a double knock, can you please do that for us? I've tried this again. If you can make a double knock. Well, we're getting the K2 meter to definitely react in response to that.
I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm certainly feeling at least three presences coming close to this table right now. I feel two are female and one is a male.
What I would tell you, too, is that I also feel that, and I'm getting this funny sensation of my hands feeling a bit numb.
Mine, too. Really. I mean, talking.
Oh, yeah. I agree. No, the funny thing is I'm getting more of a presence. If one of them is a male, I'm hearing J, J, J. So I have to feel that it would be J. This is certainly a place where he would be familiar.
The K2 spiked as you said that.
Mark. Okay, so if it's J, you're here with us?
Yeah, J.
I wanted to say thank you, J, for being with us.
Wow. Yeah, I did. I felt it all the way down the center of the table.
Jay, yes. In fact, I'm feeling like cold as all get up.
This is the male that I'm feeling.
All right, Jay, I wanted to thank you for being with us. I wanted to say, okay, he has something to say. He wants to call out that this is some, he wants people to know that he is still here, that he had so many things left mm-hmm. to do, that he wasn't yeah. done with so much. So he's very appreciative of the people being here for him. He wants people to know that, to remember him, that he did have a legacy. He was very much about creating and building. He's not done creating and building. He's trying to work through Dave. And I appreciate. Okay, so I wanted to say thank you, Jay, for coming through. If you are here, if you wanted to speak, you can leave a message, and we have several things that can record your voice.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to do that, please speak up.
Sorry, Mark. I'm just
after
saying.
You, buddy.
I'm just saying as you're talking, the K2 is peaking. There's nothing around it. There's no electrical equipment that will be affecting it as such. And as we were talking about as you were saying about the EVPs, it is the feeling of acknowledgement that he knows that his voice could be recorded. I got a feeling that we're going to get some very strong EVPs from this session.
We've got
a big cold spot between me and Marla too here.
Well, it appears Jay has pulled up a place at the table,
yeah.
And we just got another K2 acknowledgement. One thing too is that I'm aware, and Jay, we want you to know that we're very aware that you tried to protect Sharon in this, and that in doing that, that was a very brave thing to do, and you're again making this K2 meter jump with your activity. So it is because you tried, and you made it. You tried to protect her. She was a friend for many years, and we're aware that you were connected. And so, for you to be here, are you here protecting her again? I have to tell you that there's nothing.
Yes, very strong.
Oh, thank you. Okay, the light is coming across. Well, you have to know then, Jay, that we're not here to bring any harm to anyone. We're here as fans, as people who appreciate what Sharon did in her life and what you did as well. And we can't forget any of the other people who was here as well.
We heard like a cheer, like footsteps, just by the side of me and Marla here, just by this potted plant, just right by here. I'm taking my earphones off just for a second so we can hear it clearly if it happens again. Jay, I can see you're doing fantastically well. As you can probably hear by my accent, I've come a very long way. I've come a very long way to respect you and what happened here in this really awful situation. And I come here with respect for you. I relate to you being a very creative soul. I see your creativity. You're an artist, and I love that. I think you're incredible at your work. And I think, you know, still as a spirit and as a soul still here, you're very strong, and I love that. You've got a wonderful energy that I love. So thank you for letting yourself be known to us tonight. I hope you continue to speak to us with the time we have with you here.
Do you see, Gavin, around here, a spirit standing against a wall anywhere?
I look over to there towards the bathroom, and there certainly is a woman. She's dressed in red. And that's all I see is the red, and it looks like darker hair. And, okay. And she's... I wanted to come closer. I ask if the lady in red to come closer and give us a little bit more information about you. I don't want you to be scared about this. This is a very relaxed circle. We're not doing any hocus pocus. She's just a bit wary about what we're doing. It's fine, my love. Honestly, come forward. We're definitely going to do no harm.
Where?
Okay, so I'm talking to the lady in red. Come forward. She's got kind of like jaw-length, darker hair. And it's a very kind of red, something about the hair there. She's coming closer to the table. She's coming closer. Sorry, Mark.
No, no problem. This lady, is this Abigail? Because I'm feeling like it might be Abigail. I'm seeing a fair amount of flaring there on the K2. Okay. Abigail, I feel like that she, I don't know if she was writing a book. Yeah. Okay. So she seems to be, I'm hearing that she was writing, that she too was a creative individual. And that's something that...
Sorry, Mark. Rowan in the chat room, just before you said it, said, I think it's Abigail. And then you said it.
Okay. Well, thank you. It was Rowan. Thank you, Rowan. Okay. Abigail feels like someone who's very creative. We're here with, you know, sadness in our hearts that we're speaking to you this way versus in person.
She's coming forward now. She's definitely alongside Jay. They have a weird sort of relationship in spirit, Jay and Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some sort of funny sort of humor or bantering going on there.
Oh, sure. Well, I think they're both creative, very creative people.
Yeah.
And so I get the impression that maybe they had some conflicts at different times, but they found ways to overcome that. So I feel like that they were not always... I think that they enjoyed the fights. I think they enjoyed the play because the repartee was so strong and so clear.
Yeah.
So, I think they really enjoyed playing off of each other, like brother and sister, and this is kind of going back and forth pretty good.
We got Billy in the chat room saying that they called her Gabby.
Oh, okay.
As I said that, then Billy, the K2 just went berserk. So, Gabby...
Ah, there it is again.
Yeah, okay. Well, Gabby, clearly you had the gift of gab and you were a very articulate person.
Gabby.
I don't think she liked that.
Gabby.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
It's going
she
all over
like
the place.
The word Gabby in her name. Yep, there it is. She doesn't like the reference to Gabby.
Gift of the gab.
Okay.
Gossiping.
Okay, well, I don't mean it with disrespect. I thought of it as someone who's able to speak well and to engage in great conversation and to be very clever. And that kind of ability is the reason why I got the impression you were writing a book, because you're very literate.
We're getting a little activity on the K2 like that, as you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, it really feels like that was a gift of yours. So perhaps in the next life, you'll be able to finish that book. Well, thank you for that acknowledgement. I have to feel that you will, because that was part of what your soul was here to do. And so I'm sure that you've overcome that. That's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
I'm so cold.
Are you?
There's definitely a breeze.
Oh, yeah. There is activity here. I'm like
There's something sitting right here.
There is. My hand, I mean, it's not that cold in here. Freakishly cold here. You know
what
I
mean? Yeah. Meat locker. Get out of the meat locker, buddy.
I know. I feel like I'm absolutely in a block of ice.
Okay, in terms of other messages, Abigail, Gabby, we do appreciate your being here, along with Jay also was here, and he's still here. He's still here now.
Jay, you still with us? You still here with Gabby?
Yeah.
It does, it takes energy.
Tell you, I'm getting a little bit of a headache but I do appreciate, you know what, for everyone is here, for all the spirit, I appreciate their being open. I'll speak to them directly.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your being here for us and that we are here for you. So,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Just acknowledging that.
Yeah.
And we want you to know that we consider ourselves to try to, as friends. And, go ahead.
Okay. No, sorry. We do this as friends. And I do want to say, Miss Tate, Sharon, are you here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sharon, this might be a very sensitive subject for you, but I just want to know this. It's the one question that I wanted to know from this location is, are you reunited with your child? Wow.
I heard no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has Paul been reborn again? Has Paul come back again in another incarnation?
Do you feel a sensitivity around this table right now, just asking that question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, there we go. I'm sorry about that, Sean. I didn't mean to make you emotional over that.
I have to tell you, this for as warm a room as this is, the table is cold, and I'm feeling cold. And
I feel my hands in.
This is very... Yes.
Yeah.
This table should not be this cold in a warm room full of people touching it.
We've got movement. Oh, they're here. They're all around us. You can see the movement around us. Certainly. Oh,
sorry.
You just took the news with you.
That's okay. There's no breeze tonight. The air is heavy, if anything, but it is feeling cold, and I do feel that spirit is with us.
There's no breeze.
Not a bit.
There's nothing. There's very
dead. Dead is still as dead as could possibly be.
Yeah. I want to talk to the victims of this horrible, malicious crime that's happened about the anniversary. The anniversary approaches. Do you all come together? Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just registering the kid to Swan.
Do you feel your message needs to be brought out there again? Do you think your message and the real story needs to come out?
Yeah, K2 just verified yes.
Is Dave here going to have the opportunity to do that?
Yes.
Very strongly, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks. Can you help me, please?
Yes. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Chris Fleming sends his best, Sharon, by the way.
Sharon feels quieter. Oh, there
yeah,
she
there
goes.
There she goes. She acknowledges Chris.
Sharon knows who's speaking. Quite fond of me. I'm very, very fond of her.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you love Dave, Sharon? Yes. Yeah.
Do you spend a lot of time talking with him down in his bedroom?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's a private space, see?
It's a place where you feel very comfortable, yeah. Correct?
It's almost a shy yes.
Yeah, yes, it was.
It was like a little timid yes, I do.
There it is.
Yes.
Very strong.
Yeah,
I adore Sharon. I think she's my angel.
Sharon, it was so nice to see you relaxed in a bathrobe with your beautiful kind of golden hair, blow-dried straight, and looking very serene.
There's a question from the chat room. Does Sharon watch over Roman Polanski?
No.
You don't feel so?
I know she doesn't. Okay. Sharon communicated to me that she would, if she would have lived and had the baby, she would have said within 2 years she would have divorced Roman.
Yeah.
Because he was philandering and
He was
cheating on her, and she was quite perturbed at the fact that 3 days after she told Roman that he was pregnant. Roman had an affair with a French model, and Sharon said,
Sorry about that model, the French model.
The French model, yeah. And Sharon told me that she would have divorced him within 2 years, if not sooner, had she lived and had a baby, because Roman didn't care less. And there's your confirmation on your K2 meter.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Sharon, is this... Sorry, Mike.
No,
Mark, sorry. Sharon, is this the truth that needs to come out? Is this the story that needs to come out so people realize what you knew and more about your life here? The facts. The facts need to come out, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, and the temperature here is dropping between us.
I believe you. I'm freezing. My hands are like ice.
Now it's 75.3.
Sharon, if you want to speak to us in another way, or Jay, this little device over here measures temperature. Can you bring the temperature down on this meter? It is being held by Marla over here by David.
If you can
bring that down to 70 degrees for us, please? And Marla's holding it. Just focus on the numbers and you can make them drop rather dramatically.
It is cold here. You can feel the...
We'll keep going. Marla, can you let us know if the number drops? But just so you know, Sharon or Jay, or Gabby, all of you, if you focused your attention on that, you could drop that in 10 degrees within a minute and a half. In fact, I'm going to ask you to start to drop that temperature right now. I'm asking as a favor. I know you don't have to. I'm asking us just in kindness if you can show us that it is dropping.
It's definitely feeling colder.
It's so cold over here as well.
Okay, we know that you know how to manipulate energy and equipment. If you can show us that you're here, again, I know you don't have to. I'm asking if you would. It would be very helpful for some of the people who can't be here to see that temperature drop.
People in the chat room, keep it going because you're coming up with some great stuff there. We're getting people saying it's got lighter here. She really wants her story told. Lots of words coming out. I'm hearing that a woman's humming again. There's a woman being heard humming over the microphone here.
Interesting.
Yeah. Let's also remember that these people have seen some terrible horrors. There's all sorts of things coming up in the chat room here. People are really linking in with the seance tonight.
The people have to understand that they're not living a repetitious existence and reliving the murders over and over
and over
again.
No,
they're not. They're quite removed from that experience, but their spirits are still here in a form that their energies are still quite here, but they don't feel that they're not in torment and in pain from their murders. As a matter of fact, I'm just seeing the confirmation on the K2 meter lit up right as I was saying that. They're not aware of the time that they're living in, but they also know that their home where they lived and where they died is no longer there. And that's also part of the reason why they've gravitated towards me and my house. It's not only the design of the house, but it's a combination of the design of the house with the wrought iron staircase and the fact that I'm very, very unique in this world, and the fact that I very much am very expressive and empathic towards their demise, and I respect them, and I really honor their memories, and I'm here in a sense to be here for them.
Oh. One thing I also got to Dave is that I feel like that they can come and go, but they like to be here.
Yeah.
They're not trapped here.
No.
And so that sometimes they go away. So
again, significant temperature drops.
The temperature drop.
That
up.
Oh, up.
The minute
whoever
grabbed
my hand and
they're
still holding it,
it
started going.
Okay, so clearly you're sophisticated enough to operate some of the simple equipment. We just got another big flash in the K2. It's done. It's jumping tonight. Marla is holding a temperature gauge that is now going up fairly significantly.
Now it's dropping back down.
So it just dropped up and down. So, you know, no, Marla's not sticking her head in the fridge or anything.
Somebody's
or the
saying,
oven.
Yeah.
Or the oven, for that matter.
We've
so,
got Rowan in the chat room. She's saying, I'm hearing a thank you, and it feels like Sharon's voice so as you were talking.
Yeah, no, that's Sharon. I know her spirit and her energy is quite here, and she appreciates me, and the K2 meter just jumped up as I said that. That was a quick response there, Sharon. Thanks, I appreciate it. I treat them like friends, like relatives that have passed away almost, that they're very, very much more closer to me than a lot of my friends are, as a matter of fact. I very much respectfully honor them and cherish their memory a lot. Mm-hmm. And what can I say? I just feel very bad about their demise and the way they left this earth.
Yeah. Sharon, is there another spirit you want to bring in with you? Is there somebody there in spirit that you're friends with, that you're very close with? Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Who is it? Oh my God, I just heard it. I just heard her speak. Say that again for me, Sharon. I didn't quite catch that. That was a little bit gentle for me to catch. Can you say that again to me, please?
I just heard something. I don't want to give it away, though.
She said you've got to mention Helen. Helen's here. She's...
Oh, shit. That's my mom.
Your mom?
Yep. My mom passed away 4 years ago.
Okay. Oh, my God. My chest is pounding.
And it just hit on the K2, right as you said. That went all the way to red.
Yeah. Yeah. Helen, if you're here, can you let David know by making this K2 meter jump again?
She says, David, I'm just so proud of what you and Daddy have done, and you're going to be absolutely fine. Don't stress about this. Don't be scared either. Don't be scared about what's going to happen.
That I'm getting that like there's a figure in the thousands, like a $5,000, $8,000 chunk of money that would be given to you to hold something. They want to hold the rights on something. Yeah. I feel like they want to hold rights on something.
Yeah.
So I feel like that the idea is that this can move forward, but I feel like someone wants to... I feel like that you can get, I know you're trying to get a big chunk, but I feel like there's someone wants to hold this with a small amount of money.
The projects.
Yeah, and I would say that she's saying you don't need to, you can push back on that. A couple thousand dollars isn't going to change anything for you. So I think that she's telling you just to be a little patient, go for the back end money more. And then I don't know if she had much to do with it. Was she involved in kind of production?
The movie. My mom was very instrumental in helping me secure the $500,000 to make the movie.
Okay.
To mortgage the house to do that.
Okay.
She's going to make sure you get what you need,
yeah.
Dave, honestly. Are you all right, David?
Yeah, I'm just emotional. I can feel my mom's presence.
Yeah, good.
And I know it very clearly.
She's a wonderful presence as well. I really like her a lot as a spirit energy. And it's so good that Sharon and Helen are so close in spirit. That's really cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Both supporting you. You know, they've got your back there, Dave. You've got nothing to worry about at all. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. They're there for you. You've got a complete wall of strength just by those two ladies.
Yeah, they're saying don't settle for a small amount of money up front to hold this. It's more about you can get a bigger chunk to go into production. And don't let anyone tie it up with like a small, almost feel like they want to tie it up with chump change is what I feel like she's using. That's my word, not her word. She feels like much more elegant about how she would state this.
Okay, Tamuter just jumped up three lights.
Okay, so it feels like she would be much more, I mean, she was a very good businesswoman.
Yeah, was she ever.
So don't feel that you have to do this on your own.
I would just like to have the satisfaction that I know that this is going to happen, to have somebody come up sooner than the last minute, since I have to pull this thing all off and I need some assistance from wherever.
Ladies, Dave definitely needs some closure on this before mm-hmm. he goes insane. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to Helen, I'm talking mm-hmm. to Sharon. Is Dave going to be all right in this? He needs this answer. Yeah. Is he going to be okay?
So we can shoot the pilots on August 8th. Celebrity Seance and Haunted Hollywood Spirit Quest.
Because we can use this to get these facts out for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be done in such a respectful way for you.
There you go.
Yeah, three.
Mm-hmm. And continuing, like, yes.
Yeah.
Is Susan going to have a part in helping me get this happening?
I have to feel no. It's not doing anything, but I don't feel Susan is the right connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not the right connection, right? So my sister's not going to be able to help facilitate it.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So you're getting a pretty clear.
Yes, she is, or no, she isn't?
No, she's not. Yeah, it was like, not. Right. Like you were saying the correct thing.
Right.
Is this right? Is Susan not going to be able to help?
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Someone else will help. Someone else will help with this.
It'll either be a production company that does reality television. Is that the way I'm going to end up having this facilitated?
Yeah. It was like a yep. It was
like a yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a strong yes. Or am I going to have to come up with a private... Yeah. Right, as I said, private financier.
Mm-hmm.
Is
mm-hmm.
that what it's going to take, as a private person to put up the money to then put together the production company?
Yes.
Yep, that's what it's going to be.
Private.
Should... David be shooting to create a sizzle roll. No, it looks.
They want what I want, which is what they want, which is to shoot the pilots for television and then have it.
Oh, sorry, Dave. Careful.
There you go.
Can you ask if they have any messages for either anybody here or anybody perhaps in the chat room?
I call. Does everybody feel okay, first of all, sat around this table? Is everyone feeling all right? Yeah.
It's cold.
Keep getting
a lot of cold.
Yeah, we're all feeling very cold. How are you feeling, Mark?
Oh, yeah, and it's the air is warm, the table is cold, and all these people are touching it.
No, the air over here is warm.
Oh, it's warm over by me. I believe you.
My hand.
Gavin's hands.
We keep getting this cold gush come through every so often.
Sure.
There's
no wind, though.
Ghost phone. I'm seeing on the chat room. Ghost phone. Yeah, it wasn't spirits calling.
Well, are we getting pretty close to about 8:45?
Yeah, I think we need to stop.
Okay, so before we go, is there anything else that, you gentle souls here?
Oh, you just got yes.
Okay,
so very strong, yes. Yeah,
is there something else you want to tell us here? We're all here, and we're here to help you. We're here to find out a little bit more about your life, and anything you want to say, you can say it right now, guys. You know? I'm not asking you to perform any tricks or anything. I'm talking to you as a human being here. If there's anything you want to say, tell us.
I'm getting something for David. One of the things that they're telling me to tell you is that to use more photos of these people in life in order to sell this, people need to understand that these like Gavin was saying this
they're
earlier.
They were real people.
They were real people. It could have happened to anyone. And these photos of them in how you present this to people will help sell that point, help make that point when they see that they're beautiful people, yeah. They're interesting people, they're creative. Not that different, not at all different from who we were today.
Jay asked me to bring this out. It's a picture, a candid shot of Jay C. bringing on the set with Julie Newmar on the set of the Batman series.
Okay. Well, Jay was a very influential guy.
Jay, you look great in your picture there. I like your waistcoat, or your vest, as you call it, you're in America. Cool. See, I told you were creative. See, I've got a bit of that flair, too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, exactly, Mark. I really get the sense of that more images of the fact they were creative people. They don't want to be remembered just for this slaughter.
No.
They want to be remembered as fantastic artists, actresses, wonderful people that enjoyed a good time.
Yes,
you know?
There's a question from the chat room. Who is Bobby? Bobby Busoli?
Busoli? Bobby Busoli?
Yeah.
Basile? 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 Busoli? Busoli?
Is that a Manson member, Dave said?
He wasn't here. He wasn't here.
K2 didn't do anything.
Bobby, there was no Bobby here for that.
And earlier kept getting Bill or Billy.
Billy?
I'm not getting a Billy.
I didn't pick up on Billy.
Kind of like K2 flipped a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Is there somebody called Billy with us?
No. Is there someone, one of the Doris?
Doris Dukes.
Doris Dukes, yeah. The other name, too, that came up.
She was.
Yeah. And then... Paul, we had Paul, I guess, Sharon's father.
And I've got to ask for him because I'm really thrilled by this. I picked up on George Reeves, who is Superman, mm-hmm. the original and the best. George Reeves, I want to say thank you, first of all, for letting me have that contact with you. I know it was a quick in and out, but just let them lights flash if you're still with us, George. Did you still come to this house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. He's in the background. He's not a very strong spirit here. He kind of nips in and out because he knows this is a place with a lot of energy,
yes.
You know, so he kind of uses the energy. Yes, there you go. Is there anything else anybody wants to kind of wrap up with? Any other words?
Any other questions? Thank you, Spirit. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Just a tremendous thank you to Sharon, to Gabby, to Jay, to George, to who else came through for us, and to especially Helen, David's mum.
Yeah.
Very important for you to come through, Helen. I know that Dave, that meant a lot to Dave tonight. So as long as you all look after him here, because he's obviously a very stressed boy at the moment. So make sure you look after him, okay? Okay, we're going to pray to close the circle.
Okay. Would you like to lead that?
I'll do it, yeah.
Okay.
Is everybody okay for me to do it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, just want to bow your heads and just close your eyes for me. Divine and infinite spirit, I want to thank you so much for using our energy as well as your own energy to communicate with us here tonight at this house. This is obviously a very special place with a lot of energy, whether it be tragic, dramatic, romantic, and beautiful. I also want to say, acknowledge the fact that we have our own private spaces as individuals and that we are all protected by our own guardian angels, spirit guides and helpers and our own loved ones here. I just want this portal to close down from this communication, from this seance tonight, and that all spirits that came close and communicated with us to stand back. We ask you to stand back from this table and to stand back from us and to remain where you are, for now at least anyway. I ask the Divine to place a cloak of protection on each and every one of us, so that when we leave this location, we may leave as ourselves, alone and by ourselves, and stay safe always, as and forever. And let this be done that it harm no one. Blessed be. Amen.
Amen. I wanted to thank everybody for being here tonight, all of our friends. This has been a real treat for Gavin and me and Marla and all of our other guests and Martin and Barbara.
Yes, and Teresa, how did you feel it went? We got Teresa from Starcross, one of our sponsors tonight.
Really special. Thank you for including me.
Thank you very much. And you can check you out at Starcrafts.
StarcraftsOB.com.
StarcraftsOB.com is a fabulous store, guys.
We want to also give a big thanks to David Ullman for allowing us to come in.
Yes David. Where are you, Dave? Thank you
David,
so much.
What a host.
And I think to just everybody in the chat room who has stuck it out all this time with us.
Absolutely.
We so much appreciate it. We had a great time, and we could feel the energy coming from you and the positive encouragement. And this has been a great night, guys.
I think it's been a special show. We've had a lot of interaction from you listeners from all over the world. Again, thank you to everybody who came to this investigation tonight, and thank you to my fellow Parex family members,
and
Marla and Mark.
To our wonderful producer, Mike Lear.
Thank you, Mike, for keeping this together for us tonight.
Thank you so much, Mike.
And again, thank you to all of you in the chat room. We've done fantastic. I think we should do more of this interaction with seances and stuff, because everyone has done so well. Fantastic.
It's been really good.
So there we go. So I want everybody to say a great big goodbye to everybody, to all the listeners tonight.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye, listeners. Thank
Don't
you.
Have nightmares, sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
've been listening to a live investigation from the location of the Manson murders, starring Gavin Cromwell, Marla Brooks, and Mark Christopher Nelson. Sponsored in part by StarCrafts, the online resource for your pagan and metaphysical needs. And by South Coast Paranormal Tours, dare to explore the unknown. And by Dearly Departed Tours, now featuring the Helter Skelter Tour. Thank you for listening. This has been an Attic Studios production in association with GCI Inc. Copyright 2009.